Welcome to the smoking word.
Your boy is back. I wanted to do something special. You know, I took a little bit of a break. There's been a lot of craziness going on. So I figured I'd do a Patreon family exclusive podcast. You get it first with my brother, everybody's favorite shit talker, hardcore singer, rap, redhead devil, my brother, Lord Ezek. Let's get this shit popping. Set this shit off. First of all, this is a special. This is the first time I do a special podcast first for my Patreon only, because, you know, as everything has been crazy for a moment, I took a little bit of pause, but my Patreon family been holding me down. So I said, let me give them a little bit of candy. So let me drop a podcast. The first
some eye candy.
So I said, okay. All right. I don't want to guess you too much. I said, let me give them some ear candy. All right, some eye candy. And I said, let me give him a Patreon first only. And I said, and it came at the same time, obviously, you know, I like the all-star shit talkers, but I was looking at some old pictures that popped up that you were in. And I was like, and it brought up memories. And then I was like, you know what? I want to get them on. And I said, let's talk some shit about some of these pictures.
I am injured right now.
All right, and I'm glad you brought that up. And listen, and this is on a serious tip to everybody out there. I want to straighten some real shit out there. There's a lot of rumors going around. Listen, my boy did not get fucked up from this milk crate challenge, all right?
Bro, you know what's funny? When I said, fuck that milk crate challenge, I was like, fuck that. The day after, I hurt myself on the fucking... What happened to me was I fucking slipped in my bathroom. My door for my bathroom is only 5 feet away from the door to my apartment going in and out. Uh-huh. So I have a dog on my leash. Everyone knows that Godzilla is a 100-pound pit bull.
I know, he's a puller.
He pulls my... It's funny, he pulls, but my poor girl, he's like this... doesn't even respect
her. You don't see her legs? Her legs are in the air?
So... She's walking him this whole fucking time. She's fucking hating life. Like, I'm like, motherfucker, doesn't listen to him. But so basically, my bathroom's so small. I live in a one bedroom apartment, guys. Like, I don't know what you people think. You're always talking like a mansion. Like,
left wing, you were fixing.
I'm going to tell you something like this. My whole house, I got a one-bedroom apartment. I paid fucking $1,300. So when people say all this crazy shit about, this and that, I'm a musician. I don't have insurance. I have to pay child support. So when you're paying $500 of child support and you got to pay $1,300 I don't have a mommy that daddy took me in and say, oh, you stay here. And when you get divorced, you stay here for free forever. I don't have that. So think about that before you talk shit on the internet. Okay, I had to pay $1,300 just for a fucking one bedroom.
Yeah.
They
got to
pay the electricity. They got to pay fucking bills, which are bills of $1,000. You know that.
So
think about that before you talk shit to other people and celebrities and shit like that.
Yep, that's true. Not. People, you know what people think? Sometimes they think, being recognized around the world equals to being having a fat bank account. That's what they think.
I would tell you this. I feel to all the bad fathers out there, go fuck yourself. But there's great fathers like you, Hoya. There's great fathers like me. And when I see. When I see Nas in court and he can't see his son for 6 months, 7 months,
horrible.
A year, then I'm like, that's Nas.
We're
the best boy in the world.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do when I look the way I look, public enemy number one. You understand? So how am I going to have a chance in court at all? You know what I mean? So they just look at Danny's album, like cocaine, guns, blah, blah. Meanwhile, I'm the best father in the world. Listen, lousy husband, best father in the world. Hey,
maybe, and basketball player.
Basketball player, one of the illest, but now. All
right.
My knee pops.
Since the injury.
In my knee, listen, I'm telling you, but this is what I'm trying to say in life. It's like, guys, listen, people have their turmoils, people have the thorn in their side. People, so when you see someone fucked up in the game, instead of being like, oh, fuck that guy, we're laughing, just think about yourself. It's going to happen to you one day. It's highs and lows in life all the time.
Oh, yeah. Right here. And everybody's going to hit I don't care how high it is, you're going to hit a low.
Yeah,
and
you have to understand, when people are going through something, I see people all the time now. I see, cancel that guy. Cancel that guy. How about just tell him, hey, you can't say that now. You're a little bit older. You can't say that now. Oh, this is not in. But when someone says cancel that, usually the people who have not gone through life, it's like this. It's like the cop in Portland. When a white fucking stupid bitch is like, you, it's a black cop talking shit to Antifa, and you're like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? The guy just has a job. He wants to go home and get some stupid white bitch that doesn't shave his fucking armpits and a pussy fucking talking shit to him. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Get the fuck up. I can say that. You know why? Because I'm mixed. I can say what the fuck I want. Fuck my dick. Right? It's like going to the veterinary office, they look at me like, you're a man. And I'm like, you're a fucking stupid bitch. How about you do your white tattoos and your fucking chin hairs, fix my fucking dog. You start looking at me, you fucking
fix it. So let me guess, something happened at the vet. Let me guess.
I went to an emergency room, vet my dog. It was all fucking, I walked in there. It was I'm going to tell you why I am. It was all fucking straight zigzags. And they looked at me like I was a Manson. Like I was the man, the Terminator of men. I was like, they were looking at me, they was being mean to me. I was like, I will knock all you bitches out right now. Right? Stop it. You want to be a guy? I will fuck you up right now.
So that new Turnstile record. What about those Yankees, huh? I hear you.
You know what I'm talking about,
people. No, it's crazy, You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy is when you get older, if you had gray areas, they become straight. Like you cut through the bullshit. The older you get, you start saying, you know what, I'm just not gonna deal with that, with this, with that.
No. I'm pro-choice. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. A woman should whatever do. I think as long as you're not hurting babies, kids, and women, you're cool. You can do whatever. Your sexual preference, you can be whatever. Yo, Nick, I love pussy. I love fucking. Listen, I'll tell you, I've been known to dabble into threesomes with two other girls and me, the trans master. I love that shit, nigga. I love that. I love fucking ecstasy, cocaine at one time. I love fucking bitches. I love it. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend. Like, I don't do that. But I'm not going to pretend that when I'm going to work, if some bitch is like on the L train, she'll try to look hard at me because I'm a fucking guy. And she'll say, I will punch you in the fucking face. That's it. That's all I'm just saying. Man, woman, wherever you are, you can't even fuck up stuff to me, nigga.
Equal opportunity for everybody, you're saying. Everybody's equal. That's what we want, an equal world.
If you're going to act like that, if you're going to act like certain way, it's like all these little bitch-ass niggas talking, little white kids like, talk all shit on the thing. When I see you, I break your fucking skull.
It's a crazy time now because I'll tell you why.
Why?
Our generation, the newer generation, they're already 20, 30 years old. So they're like grown men, some of them, but they're not really because they come up, grown men and women or whatever. But it's a different mentality and it's a different, and every way, like, you know, nobody did more against, let's say, Nazis than we
did.
But people now talk about it, and what they're calling Nazis is like, no, you're talking about a bunch of some rich white kid who talks some shit. I'm like, there's a big difference between that and a guy who's burning crosses. Trying to burn a synagogue down or chasing black dudes out. There's a big difference.
He works at a tattoo shop and he did a Proud Boy tattoo.
Exactly.
I would tell you some shit. Listen, Gavin McGinnis, the head of Proud Boys, was always giving props. But I broke 2 years ago. I broke two of those Proud Boys' faces for fucking a gang online. Have you done that? Not you, but the point is, have you?
Yeah.
The ones going 12/7. Have you done that?
No. You know how that is.
Anyone steps to me, first of all, freedom of speech. They can say whatever they say. But when you step in line to me in my face and you're in my scene, I'm gonna break you down, B. That's it.
I tell people. I try to tell people. I was like, look, at the end of the day, we police the scene from bullshit, but we're not here to police everybody's. Everybody's on their own.
How many girls in the scene have hit you up? Be like, oh, this guy or some girls? How many bitches? Some of these guys act like bitches. They're like, no, this guy said something on a Twitter forum. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. If it's not in my face, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Bullshit.
And most of you guys talking like weird shit and the politics and the vaccines. And all that shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm not getting a vaccine until I have a gun to my head. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And this is the thing. Like,
if
when
they tell
me
get the vaccine, I have to get a vaccine, go on that plane, play a show, I'm getting the vaccine. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I was like, my whole point is this.
You know what? When I went to school, niggas put things in my arm. I didn't ask what the fuck it was, right? All these niggas that I know right now, like, yo, nigga, you been doing heroin for 20 years. Nigga, you been snipping crack cocaine in this. Nigga, you haven't used a rubber since 1972.
Yeah, I know.
You care about the vaccine, nigga?
I know. It's like, you know, we talking, like I said, you know, for it, against it, whatever. The shit that kills me, we talked a little bit about it before. The shit that kills me the most is like, you know, like, we can have differences in fucking food. We did it with bands. We would argue and whatever. But we, you know, people are losing friendships.
Yeah, you know,
like many years over two people that, like, we were talking that they never met, that never paid for a drink, never gave him a hug, never even told them fuck you in a playful way, never gave a dollar to help them. You know, never did nothing for them, but yet they would cut the people off that been with them.
Yo,
it's crazy.
And punk rock to me was, but get away from politics. We're not Europeans, nigga. We're Americans. And I just can't. I gotta tell you how I feel. That's why I know you got me on here. I make you laugh. I try to make jokes to show people what's up. Like, I love, listen, my Diablo's Den podcast. My first people, I had Michael Lago and Mina Caputo. You know what I mean? Michael Lago was gay, Mina Caputo trans, and I loved them both. Like I loved them like brothers, sisters, whatever the fuck they are, I loved them. You know what I mean? And they have done so much in music and everything. I put them on my podcast and we spoke about it. You know, I have fought for women's rights. I have fought guys. I got stabbed for stopping a fight for a woman getting beat down. It's like, but then people see, I saw some comments from guys, oh, this guy left. A girl gets smacked. Yeah, I laugh. I laugh at comedy. If it's funny, I'm gonna laugh. I don't give a fuck. If someone's driving down the block on a manhole, goes into the manhole and it makes a weird sound, I'm gonna laugh. Yes, that's his life. How about you, man? The fuck up.
People are petty now. Like, petty shit people goes far
bitches.
Now.
We're pussy. Yeah. You know what's gonna happen to us?
Yeah.
They're making such bitches. I saw a guy on a thing bugging out because everyone on his live was like making fun of him because he's vegan and he didn't like the meat emojis. He's like, stop it.
Oh my God.
It triggers me. And then he's like, you'll suck my meat. He starts crying. I'm like, this is what's going to our country.
You know, look, you know that.
We're going to be taken over by Belgium's going to take us over.
Yo, shout out to Belgium. We got a lot of
Belgium. I live in Belgium,
Yeah, they love fucking Crown of Thorns in Belgium.
You know what I'm saying? But Belgium is the nicest people in the world.
Luxembourg is gonna fucking rock us. Luxembourg is gonna rock our shit.
Luxembourg is gonna go to Jersey, smack everyone.
I heard that the president of Luxembourg is looking for the WAP.
Yeah, let's talk about the WAP, nigga. I'm gonna see him this week, but I'm saying like dudes like the WAP and these guys that they hear stuff and they're like, where you hear that? He's like, I heard that on fucking Instagram. I'm like, no, dude. These niggas are our boys. Let's break it down. Our TMS patients are fucking retards. They're be fighting with doctors and nurses. I'm like, niggas, are you? What you nigga? You're a fucking plumber. Shut the fuck up. How do you know my name? Fix the fucking toilet, nigga. Stop it. All right, fix the toilet. My toilet's stuck.
You know,
I'm going to ask you about the vaccine, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Listen, I just know this, that you know the you know what the problem is? It's not a it's a good thing, but it's a problem that we learned that too much access to information becomes it all gets cluttered, and then it becomes a lot of people talking shit that they.
Our parents worked every day of their lives to make sure that we had a roof overhead. They did their job.
Yeah.
If they think about it, think about that. God bless. And
yeah.
Thank God Jeremy's not alive right
now. Oh, that he would have
been like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah. Yeah. he would have been. I already know where he would be. And for everybody out there don't know, Jerry fucking Ezek's pop was a cop. But he was also, a cop. You got to remember, a cop from a time frame, from an era when cops were cops, and also
52 to 82.
Yeah, and he came up in Spanish Harlem, in the 70s, and in that era, and it was, that's when Harlem was really like Spanish Harlem was, back then it was really live.
Like Shaft.
And like
of course,
and that's where New York was. Yeah, it's fucking crazy time. Yeah, different. It's a different mentality. We thought our parents were outdated, but now we probably relate more to them with a lot of shit than these new people.
When people say, I can't believe when people say racist shit, I'm like, what I do right now? Since growing up, I grew up a certain way. We grew up a certain way. We speak a certain way. A Spanish person is telling me, like, you can't say that. I'm like, nigga, you're not from my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You don't know where I grew up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Also, I tell the people, I grew up, my mother's Puerto Rican. She's like, oh, my Spanish roots. I'm like, I took the fucking test, Mom, right? I took the test. What happened? I'm 24% Congolese and Nigerian, all right? I'm 7% Taino Indian. So what's my Taino warrior? Seven. I'm more fucking black than fucking Indian than Taino. So why are you lying to me my whole life? You look like Madea.
Yeah, stupid.
I'm out of the Aunt Jemima.
You're so stupid.
That's you.
He's so stupid.
What I'm saying, but just try to play me. Try to play my whole life. I showed him the stats. She's like, that's wrong. I'm like, how's it fucking work?
That's right. Listen, you're Puerto Rican, deal with it. You're a little bit Nigerian.
And whatever. I tell people, Spaniards. I'm like, fuck out of here, Puerto Rican nigga. See what's crazy? All right, this is how fucked up my father is. 49% of my body is Ashkenazi Jew.
But he was Ukraine.
He had 1%. 1% Norwegian.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Okay, yeah. But that makes sense. He was also...
He was so Jewish.
Yeah.
That I'm half Jewish. He was 49%.
Oh, yeah. He was... Yeah, definitely. Hey, that's right. And where he would always tell you his family came from, where would he say? Did he say like...
Polish.
Also Polish. Yeah, and there you go. And that's fucking... But yeah, no, that fucking... Those that era, the era of all that and all this shit is just so, I was talking about it with somebody. I was like, yo, it's crazy how people are like, I get in arguments just talking with people about it, like just even in convo, like yo, I heard this, and then right away people are like, yo, but, and I'm like, yo, I'm just saying, I'm not arguing.
There's no more debating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Everyone goes against you.
Take a side, yeah.
Listen. This is what I'm going to say about society today is more fucked up is looking into a celebrity's comments.
Yeah.
on their YouTube thing. And these kids do not give a fuck about anything. They have they say the most horrible shit about the kids.
Listen.
It's so disgusting.
Listen, I'll tell you one, and I said it to somebody on some podcast. I don't even remember. I don't even know if it was fucking with you. This shit disgusted me. This is the first and only time I really ran through somebody's other's post and read comments. Yes. So I'm going through, check this out. Yeah, this shit got me fucking heated. I'm going through comments and I see a page come up, you know, Graffiti Legends, because I follow.
Oh,
and
they
have, listen, they got Lee. They have a footage of Lee, and Lee's at some art gallery where they have like a side of a train, you know, indoors. Yes. You know, it looks like a train stop. Yes. So he's there, and obviously he's in a cop. They're filming him, and he's in a cop tag with like a shoe, you know, the shoe dye or whatever.
Yeah.
So you see him, he's kind of like trying to get the ink and all that and whatever. And he cops a tag. And, you know, it's his Lee style, old style tag or whatever. Cops a tag, whatever. Yeah, exactly. Cops a tag, whatever.
There'll be no other one. No one.
Exactly.
No one. Motherfuckers in little town.
Listen, those thousands of comments and thousands of them were like, yo, this guy's a toy. Who the fuck is this guy? Yo, stay the fuck out. Yo, whack. Why is this guy up? No style. This is, yo, Talit. Yo, I got so mad.
Yo, listen. I don't know
neither of them. I don't know any of these people. I got so angry. I'm like, do you understand, motherfuckers? You would not be writing on anything if it wasn't for that motherfucker.
So that's the same thing with all these people with Instagram, with graffiti. When I see all these people, I want to say, my thing is, if you're being graffiti, you have to be in the whole culture. That means the beef. That means... So when I see a girl with a protractor and doing like real fucking bunnies and it's a wall that they been there, they pay for the wall.
Sponsored.
I wish I was right to feed with 19 years. I would be fucking everyone up. I'd be fucking girls up, transgendered. I'd be like, yo, this is DMX, nigga. We run.
Give me your cans.
But you didn't, all you niggas want to be down and go through what I went through. Like,
yeah, no, I hear you. And it's funny because talking about that, all this stuff that we talk about, that's kind of what I wanted to do was like, I'm going to show you now. We're going to start. Yeah. I got some pictures that I want to show and kind of just random pictures. We'll start simple. Just
let's see that.
All right, you see this? Do you see?
Oh, CBGBs.
All right. Like, just talking about, like, all that shit.
I remember a bitch-ass Jorge had a dumb tag up there.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with that bitch-ass nigga. Fuck that nigga.
You know?
Stop. I'm going to say it. So all these niggas that we birthed now were my boys, but now they talk all the shit, they can suck a dick. All right? That's my two.
Yeah, and there you go. But no, everybody out there, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people out there that like to talk shit again on the internet. They come from our era, but yet they're living on some other shit. That's very not acceptable. They got no part of our life, of our existence. So it doesn't matter.
They keep talking all the shit and try something. I'm just saying this, like, there's only one DMS and no one else. Go fuck yourself, nigga.
Yep. And remember this fucking place. How many weekends of our life, how many Sundays we spent of our life in this fucking place?
Love that place. That place is my home. It's sad. You know what? It's sad because all the dudes that we were friends with, everything, it's either some dudes were seriously fucked up in the head, and later on we find out they're fucked up in the head. And when I say fuck you like that, it hurts me because once we were brothers, you know what I'm saying? We had a lot of brothers, and a lot of these people, we find out a lot of these people are a piece of shit. So,
yeah.
And that's part of life, part of the game where the punk rockers is that we had a pile of people. It's way different. Our world's way different than the Tune In and fucking the fucking whatever, fucking, yo, this like the spot in Connecticut is right. That wasn't in New York City. That's why we're in New York City.
Was crazy. Yeah, you know, like I just remember, like, from the fucking rolling up, what, you know, you see the sign from far. I remember getting amped whenever you see it from far.
I was going home. We had to make it home, nigga.
I know. And every weekend, and like I tell everybody that story, the stories in general, just like how it used to be before. I'm texting and cell phones would be like. we'd be leaving this club, and you know, we were all in still in high school, whatever, and we'd be like, all right, yo, I'll see you Sunday, 12:30, yeah. Last car, and we wouldn't talk to each other till 12:30 Sunday and meet each other on the last car.
How about this? How about me stealing my father's car and bringing it back?
Oh, yeah, there you go, taking the car. First of all, when EJ got his license, I think he was worse when he got his driver's license. He started driving worse.
I'll hit every mirror.
Every car you went by, you hit. I remember. But no, but this was the start for everything. This was home base. I remember for a long time, I hated him. Yeah. Because, you know, I got bitter at them because they, you know, when they cut off hardcore shows, even though the reason was, you know, we kind of fucked it up. But then we brought it back.
You think so?
Yeah. But in all fairness, people forget that we also brought it back when we came back and we told them we would do security ourselves and we brought the whole thing back. And, you know, people leave that part out that we brought that shit back.
It's the older guys I see now, the older generation, one above us, the first generation, I always say. I see a lot of them are doing shows on podcasts and they're telling stories, but I always listen to them and see what they say to these little monks. But they always say something like a little hit there.
Of course. Because basically what Isaac means is, you know, everybody at one point, you know, you either loved us or hate us. And at the end of the day, you had to learn to love us. So you had to just deal with it.
The reason they had to join us to survive. And that's what happened.
You know, it was that new blood. It was just, you know, we had that fiery, you know, we had the right schooling with that new school fire. So yeah, it was a deadly combo.
I want to tell people out here, listen, the reason why Hoy is doing this right now is that he knows he's going to get unfiltered answers and we're going to start laughing about this. But listen, I'm a little, I just drank I'm a little underway. I tore my hamstring. I'm a little under the weather. I'm going this weekend to Texas to DJ. So my girl is like, you can't do anything. I'm like, and I'm running.
When is that gig?
This Saturday,
because this is gonna drop this week for Patreon. But Patreon, if any of you Texans, you catch them, and then
Dallas, Texas. It's posted on my page. I'm DJing a big party out there. So. And it's cool. I'm going to be playing underground music. I'm playing punk rock, hardcore, and hip hop. That's what I do, guys. But the funny thing is, like, Hawaii gets me amped. So I'm really, like, fucking through. Like, I don't want to say your names, but sometimes it slips, all right?
Yeah, like, you know, sometimes shit slips.
Sometimes
all right.
Sometimes you get mad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but no, definitely. You know, when I, you know, the one of the pictures that I actually saw that brought it up. I got it somewhere in the mix, but I figured let me throw some together, and I was like, these things reminded me of things. What's the next one? Let's see what's the next one. What we got? I got a couple. Boom. Come on, Hakeem Olajuwon. What do you know about that?
Hakeem Olajuwon. He's having sneakers back in the day. But Hakeem Olajuwon is one of the best centers in the world. But Hakeem is a way better. Better hands than Ewing. I'm a big Ewing fan, but yeah, I'll tell you right now, Hakeem Olajuwon's better than Patrick Ewing.
I'm the
biggest Ewing fan in the world.
I know, I mean, Ewing was the shit. And yo, even...
Look,
it was funny.
I got the Death Row Ewings.
Yeah, there you go. And it was funny because I had two pictures. It was with him, I had Ewing and Olajuwon. I had them both in the mix. I said, I'm going to pick only one. And then I said, I know you used to fuck with this guy more.
I'm a big Ewing fan because I'm a Knicks fan. But
all right,
was one of the best.
All right, let me ask you this because I know you don't follow ball like that no more, but you did and whatever. Who's the greatest? You got to pick one.
What, the greatest ball player ever?
Yeah, you think Jordan or LeBron? Because that's what it comes out to.
The greatest ball player. The niggas get mad at me. Oh, New York
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
There you guys. That's it. Now I get it because
Larry Bird would destroy if they played Jordan 1-on-1. He would destroy Jordan. Just,
you know, I get
overpower him. Fucking, and he never misses.
And you think, one on one, Larry Bird wins every time. I mean,
I tell my top three. Favorite basketball player in the world ever is Dominique Wilkins.
Dominique was the man.
Okay, that's my favorite basketball player.
What was his nickname? Like, wasn't it Skywalker or some shit like that, right? Didn't they call
him? No, it's a Tomahawk.
Tomahawk, yeah, that's what it was. Tomahawk. Yeah,
saying, but Dominic Wilkins will overpower Bird. Jordan 1-on-1 on the, he did already. Like, they played 1-on-1 a lot. But Dominic Wilkins was on a team, didn't have the people that Larry Bird had and fucking Jordan had. You understand?
Yeah.
He was, he had a weak
yeah, they
team.
Didn't have the people around them. Yeah.
Yeah, he had. But Dominic Wilkins is, to me, my favorite basketball player, and him and Larry Bird together. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you, what do you think of LeBron? Because I don't follow a lot of ball, but people, it's always
like, I don't like his, the reason I don't like LeBron is
his hairline.
I can't
look at
his hairline.
Who's LeBron in competition with hairline? Who else?
Is Toby LeBron,
Toby, who else? I knew it. Yo, shout out to Toby and Toby's hairline.
Puda.
Oh, come on, Lee. Yo.
That nigga Puda, if he would have kept the hat on or that for his video, he would have been the biggest singer in the world. Listen. But then you saw his George Michael fucking fucked up hair and it was over. I told him, shake his face. Puda, if you would have had just a shape up or a nice New York Hardcore hat or Casa de Hoya hat, you would have been the biggest singer in New York Hardcore. But now your shot's over, Puda.
Yeah. But yeah, yo, shout out to shout out to receding hairlines around the world, yo.
We are the world.
You know why? Because lately I always hear is, you know, the whole, I get, I don't know why, but a lot of the whole LeBron Jordan talk, like the last year.
Jordan's way better than LeBron. LeBron doesn't have the workmanship and the fire. LeBron doesn't have the fire. And you saw the documentary with Jordan. He's talking mad shit about, he's mean to his own players. Boy.
Yeah. He's
calling. Nicer, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely. You can tell. Yeah, definitely a different fucking kind of.
No, he's all right. Listen, LeBron is like Stigma. Jordan is like a dick, like Roger.
Gotcha. Yeah. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Roger. Yeah. No one knows this. Let's talk about how mean Roger is.
Yeah, we're gonna ruin his whole image. Come on.
Roger Maretz is the meanest. He's like a Gestapo.
I love you, Roger, but Roger, if he finds your Achilles heel, he'll bite it off.
No, he's evil.
He will bite your Achilles heel off. That's how he'll do. He won't cut. He'll bite it off if you let him find. Otherwise, he's the sweetest until he finds
it. Oh, he's the best guy in Tenyo, but I see him destroy people.
Oh, yeah, he left a lot of these guys.
He destroyed the Mick.
Oh, yeah, they're tainted. Craig tainted. Matty Henderson got a little bit. He also took a couple people, got fucking that post Roger, whatever.
Syndrome.
Yeah, we got to come up with that. The PRS. Post Roger syndrome. All right, but yeah, I had to get him, and Elijah was hard. That motherfucker was hard, dude, too.
Yeah.
Fuck. Who else we got? All right. So what do we got next?
Oh, here it goes. Who is that? Who is that?
Gigi Allen.
We hear a story about Gigi Allen.
Yeah, listen. Look,
no one knows about this. I tell my girl loves Gigi Allen.
Oh my God! Why? Tell her
she
why.
She loves the cramps. She loves.
But I get the cramps. But I don't like it. But the
Gigi too. That weird band. The Queers. All the weird punk rock shit that we were like, oh, fuck that. So Gigi Allen. One day I'm walking down, and I'm on what house deal, whatever. I seen him right before he died. He goes into the cab, all fucked up from that last show, and he died like 30 minutes later. Yep. I saw Gigi Allen. I'm one of the last people that saw Gigi Allen.
Lucky you.
I was with Freddie.
Because we played that club. He played that garage. That's where he had played. We played there like a couple days before or something. Then he played there. But you know what's funny? I had a picture. Let me see. I can't find it. But
I thought it was Evan from Biohazard.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yo, this looks like a couple of it. You know what else it looks like? A Ming. A freaking Ming from freaking Big Trouble in Little China. The evil guy.
Fucking Will Shepler.
Come on, yo. That don't look like Willie Shepler. Yo, shout out to Willie Shepler. But yo, Gigi Allen, I never got it. People no, love him.
I saw the documentaries. I saw everything. But you know what's funny? That nigga, yo, yo, I'll bite you, Gigi Allen. You can't cancel me, nigga.
Yeah.
I cancel. I'll cancel myself,
but you're
nigga.
Not like Gigi Allen.
I was like, I'll cancel myself, nigga.
I know, but you also, this guy eats his own shit and throws it at people. This guy is off the hook. I never forget. Listen, Devil tells me a story always. He tells a story when he went to see Gigi Allen that he just started shitting in his hands and ran running into the crowd, and Devil just turned around and was like, yo, I'm out of here.
Well, the funny thing was, I think Roger was at that show with the last one too. And he told me that he ran out. Roger was like, ran the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. How
like,
could you?
That was like Roger's died, right?
Oh, yeah, that was everybody. I think it was just him being. I punk think rock. The yeah, it was just that's what they liked about him, right? It was more his,
yeah, punk
his
rock,
whole
punk
shit because his music sucked.
It was always some guy from like the whitest part of the world.
It was he was a weird dude. I didn't get. And I still like. How could you shit and throw it in the crowd and do it more than once and have people still pay you to do it?
How about this? This will never happen in Spanish or black people. They would get their ass to shit.
Oh,
my mother
that.
Would smack the shit out of me.
Yeah.
My mother would hit me with a chocolate so hard.
Oh, like, yeah.
Why, nigga, you want to do that? Nigga,
this dirty this motherfucker.
Told me, if I was like shitting on myself, I would get my father would fuck me up in 2 seconds.
I agree. Listen, I'm open to anything, but this motherfucker, yeah, out of here.
I will beat the shit out of my kid.
Next picture. Next
I
picture. I'm so, I can't even look at this.
I saw my kid. Oh,
okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. I had this was a special one.
Oh.
All right, everybody. Now this. First of all, the caption. This day. Now, first of all, this day is somewhere in Europe, probably Germany.
Yes. But,
the most epic dance battle since Rocksteady and fucking
since at the Roxy
and fucking
Beat
whatever
Street at the Roxy.
Battling at fucking
this Crazy Legs. Is right up there with Crazy Legs. Turns around, put the shoes out.
Yeah, exactly. The most epic dance battle between Damian Burns and Puerto Rican Mike happened this night.
And
many
Mike
years ago.
Defeated him. He still is not the same since the day he got beat by Puerto Rican Mike.
Now everybody, so if you can see right there, Puerto Rican Mike is right there with the blue tank top. Obviously, the most Puerto Rican looking dude in the bunch, and Damian's right next to him with his arm around him. Now yes. They both. You know, they both like to indulge in dancing and dance movements or whatever they do. And they decided to
battle. Those guys are fucking so coked up.
Oh, my God.
Whatever they were doing that day, they did what speed, whatever.
Long story short, we were having a great day. We had a good show. I don't even remember the show, but I remember us hanging out with
Blast. Listen, do you remember that there's a graffiti thing going out outside, hip-hop thing?
Was that? I don't remember.
Yes, it was like we played a certain part, but there was a whole bunch of people. You see the back of the breakdancing, they're catching tags. It's like, look at the tags in the back. There's a whole bunch of graffiti, weirdo graffiti from all over the world over there. So I was writing graffiti, and they were bugging out on us, and we were playing over here. So it was like a slip of section. If you really look, what's going on? So that's why the music was on.
I remember just them blasting mad hip hop, and it was like, oh shit. And we were like, yo, this is, and as you could see, we were getting lit. We had mad drinks, and then it started happening.
So Damian was with, and he was like taunting Puerto Rican Mike. Puerto Rican Mike said, nigga, I'll kill you. And I was like, Mike, get him. He was up rocking, popping. Then they tell him the special move. He did a cartwheel.
And then, so they're going back and forth. Damien is doing his little hustle, his little Long Island rave slash hustle. And then Puerto Rican Mike got his little Latin breakdance up rock flavor. But then, out of nowhere, Mike does a cartwheel with his handstands with his legs against the wall. And then starts doing the upside down butterfly for the win. And if you don't know what the butterfly is, download the Sean Paul video where the black girl is dancing, what she's doing, the black girl, the big butt. The dance she's doing, Puerto Rican Mike did that upside down to just seal the fucking.
Yo, the way he did that shit was
amazing.
I threw up. He threw up. We ate schnitzel.
It was the best. Because I remember he stopped. We were like, what could he do next? He stopped. Brap, car wheels, legs against the wall, started butterflying upside down. Oh my God.
I can't. Everyone know. Pouring Mike's built like a baby rhino. So he's a big
ass. Now, and also, remember this. And I want to tell people this also. I got this picture from Darren, our old drummer from the Hold It Down era. This, you know, 98.
Maxwell Penalty.
Yeah, exactly. And this photo, I said we posted it once, but it's never been seen either. This is like barely ever been out there because I just got it.
Look how diesel we are. Is that Freddie?
Yeah, that's Freddie, you, me, and there's another big one. I'm going to post it later. I'm going to send it to you. They got a bunch of us, a couple of the older guys in the band that you had and everything. Mark, yeah. Right? That was the name of the old drummer?
Mark, Mark.
Yeah, he was still on drums then because I got him in the picture. But, this was a crazy picture, you know, fucking. And this was before phone cameras. This was probably taken off a disposable camera. Yeah. Crazy. But no, man. What the times before COVID, man, when we could just go anywhere and play.
I'll tell you right now, Puerto Rican Mike was one of the best front men ever. Oh. The only problem with Puerto Rican Mike that he would go until he passed out.
Yeah.
You know, be like, thank God he passed out. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he goes exactly. What else we got? What else we got next up? What's next up? Let's see.
Oh!
Listen, we had to.
First of all, guys, I'm gonna tell you something right now. I got no beat with Stitches. I respect Stitches music in his game. You mean?
I know you told me.
It's a little crazy what he does, but the only problem with us is that my fans wanted me to box him. He was supposed to say to box it. Then I went to do it, and he fucking told I wanted to do it for a charity for the Children's Tumor Foundation with John Joseph. Hooked me up with for the last 4 years. I've been doing charity work for. So when I thought this guy, basically the head of the celebrity boxing, hit me up and said my fans were destroying him. Like he blocked me on Instagram. I hit him up and said, hey, listen, let's do this for charity and make us both look good. Yeah. But then I found out that he really was a fan of mine. So he knew me. So he didn't want that. But I didn't want anything like that. Plus, think about it. This nigga's 20 fucking years, 5 years younger than me. This nigga's a 6'2". He's a big nigga. He's Cuban Greek nigga. This nigga.
Yeah,
but he just didn't want to do it, man. I really like his music. I love his music. You know what I mean? I think it's sometimes it's funny, but. How can I say?
Yeah, I wonder where he is. You know what's funny? Yeah, you know what's funny? He lives around my way. Around that time, I would see him on his motorcycle.
Yeah.
Like, around that time. And we saw him go up, you know, there was
right motorcycle. He knows who Madball is.
Yeah, and then I haven't seen or heard nothing. He's literally from where I'm at, around here. I haven't heard nothing, but I was curious about it. But yeah, this was already, you know, I had to throw it up, and I found this picture. It was amazing.
I didn't want to fight him. It was fans.
Of course, there was no reason. There wasn't like a real beef started.
No, it wasn't real beef. The thing was that I had people, other rappers, that wanted the promo. So one other rapper I did a song with, a guy from Vegas, he told me, I'll pay you money if you step down so I can fight him.
Oh,
we're still like that.
Crazy.
Like, we don't know, but that's basically like record companies do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I'm not about the money. Shit. I would love to do this for charity for the kids. And we would have done charity. It's just, maybe one day me and him could do something for charity. It'll be cool.
Yeah.
You know?
But
I got no beef with this guy. His music is dope, but he's way fucking. I think Stitches bit his whole shit. 6ix9ine bit his whole shit.
Yeah.
He's a real, more of a real nigga than the other guy. You mean?
Yeah, he ain't fucking right.
This nigga's half Cuban, so we're right there. I got no beef to this guy. I would love to kill, like, to do a song with this nigga, do some shit for charity work. That's what I'm saying.
And there you go.
See how it is? Like, he's a real nigga. I can tell this nigga's a real nigga. Just like, he just had, he had. That problem. So all we all do.
Yep.
He's young, they man money.
It was something that could. Yeah, kids, you know what I mean? It was an opportunity that maybe something could have happened, and there you go.
Yeah.
What do we got? Yeah. What do we got? Who's next? What's next? What's next? All right. You see what that is?
What the fuck is that?
St. Andrews Hall, Detroit.
Oh, that's true. Let's keep that going.
Listen.
Do that, nigga.
Listen. I had to because I got another picture coming up that made me go back to this.
Listen, I'm going to talk about shout out to all my brothers in the Big D over here. Listen, I've been going to Detroit.
Shout out to fuck the CTYC, man.
92. So we go down there all the time. It's right with graffiti, but every time I got mad love in Detroit. But Detroit is weird because it was very segregated between Spanish, white, and black. There's only black and white. That's it. Right? So I would go out there. We would play shows. It would be beefs. I'm talking about Scarhead went out to some type of beefs, but we went on a tour. It was the biggest fight ever. 26 people got locked up. There was a gang unit came down.
And not one of us. Out of those 26 people, it was none of us.
None of us. And we, shout out to Lash was there. Scam was there. Yo, it was a, remember when I threw the thing out the window and I tried to steal the big, that's how it started.
So everybody, if you look at that, yeah, the second floor, they threw out a, it was a sofa hand. That got thrown out the second floor.
I wasn't sober, I'm gonna put in the thing. I said, I got this nigga. It was quiet as fuck. No one went out yet. I threw, they say, like, throw it out. I threw out. The fucking, that's how it started. Listen, I tried to steal the purple hand, the love chair.
The love chair, yeah, it went out the window.
The plastic went out the window, boom, and they caught us.
Yeah, and then
we went inside, and they gave us 40s to drink. And
yep, they gave it, and then there was an after party downstairs at the, what was it called, the bomb shelter, right?
The bomb shelter, but the what really started was the manager of the place, the guy who with the Deftones jacket was talking shit to me and Freddie. He's like, fuck you, New York. And second right there, I know Detroit's a pretty hard town, but we fucked you niggas up, nigga. Yeah, we that day.
It was on that day.
Wait. Let's not talk about what happened to me.
Listen, well, so we're basically in this basement club, and Detroit knows this club. So there basically was one way in, one way out.
Yes.
And it was on, and there was a lot of, you know, it was like, besides our Detroit family.
Midwest farm boys.
Yeah, besides a lot of our Detroit people, it was some of them, but it was mainly the tour there. I think for whatever reason, we were supposed to link up with
the tattoo boys, you know, that CTYC kids came out with us. So we had us and the CTYC niggas who were down with us. So we were fighting everyone. It was like crazy shit. So, but at one point... football nigga came in. Now, white boy.
Yeah.
He looked at me and said, "What's up?" And tell the story.
Like, yeah. So basically, guys are getting beat down, right? Guys are getting beat down, and me and Boston Mike, rest in peace, we're pulling our guys off these dudes because they is getting wrecked, and we're like, "Yo, we got to get out of here." So we're pulling our dudes off. Beating down these dudes even more. So that, you know, it was beyond under control. But at one point, you know, there's melee, people are swinging, throwing stuff, and I see through the corner of my eye, you know, Ezek fighting somebody.
I was just being that guy.
Ezek's fighting something, he turns around, and then there's this big fucking, one of these big Detroit white boys just starts charging at him, and you see Ezek in slow motion.
Like a bull, right?
Yeah, like a bull. Hey, just charge him, and then in slow motion, you see Ezek go, oh, shit. You know, and then the guy goes to tackle, and then, but it was on. These dudes got beat. Like, this is no exaggeration when you hear, 25 people in the hospital. This is no exaggeration. I think there was close to 30 people in the hospital. None of them were us.
It was plain fighting. No stabbings, really. Yeah. It was just fighting. Broken bars and heads.
Yeah, good, clean fun. And Richie Scam, you remember Scam on the cage?
Yeah, Scam. The monkey? Fight a monkey?
Oh, my God. Amazing. Only in Detroit. And for everybody, you know, on a lighter note, that's where Eminem did his the freestyle part in the movie. Yeah,
right next to it is a black strip club. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's an OG. It's an OG spot for fucking hardcore, especially for our era. You know, we play, you know, we would go there a lot and fucking whatever. But
you know what's crazy about that? Before the fight, what I saw there?
Oh.
Do you remember when I went outside?
What happened?
I went outside and a guy in the car looks at me and goes, "Yo, you know how to get to the highway?" I go, "I'm from Queens." And he goes, "I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn." It was Sam Cassell, the actor, the white book. Remember the actor of the mom movies?
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, just Sam Cassell." Yo,
funny.
I remember his face. It was so weird. He was like, "I was like, oh, just Sam Cassell." He was like, "Hey, I'm from Queens. I'm from New York City. I gotta go back." He was like, "All right, fine." But
fucking say, oh, man. Small world, out there. What do we got? Detroit, but yo, shout out to Detroit.
Shout out to Detroit people, Detroit, the Juggalos. Shout out to DJ Clay.
Yep.
Well, ICP's fucking, you know, he had the hot sauce. His hot sauce.
Yeah, yeah, got some That's of that shit banging.
Clay,
yeah, yep.
My boy, I love you, DJ Clay. All the Juggalos are all hardcore punk rock.
Yeah, Midwest.
Kids. Shout out to Juggalos there. Shout out to all ICP, Twisted, all the whole camp over there.
Yep, all, yep. All that Midwest hustle. What do we got next? What do we got next? We got boom. So you're talking Kobe's to Detroit. Life. And look who's in the crowd right there. If you look carefully right there.
Oh, look at Diesel. Look,
oh, you mean Bundy? Yeah, he's Diesel right there. Oh, you mean you?
Yeah, I got a permit jersey on.
But yeah, there you go.
Tupac.
It's a great picture. It's fucking, again, this was probably taken with a fucking disposable. We got CTYC. Yeah, this was when Detroit used to roll heavy to the LES to chill with us. You know,
The National Front Show? The live show?
No, this was after. This might have been like one of the ones they did with us, like during those.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, oh my
but
God.
But lucky, yeah, it's a cool picture. That one also was one that I didn't get to like last year, about a year ago. And I was like, man, fucking
yeah,
crazy.
That's, like 92, bro. That's amazing, bro.
Yeah, some shit dope. And then you in the crowd and CBGBs. We got Dougie there. Shout out to Dougie. Fucking.
Shout out to Dougie.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, if everybody again, Dougie, the guy with the short, the jean shorts right there. He's the first guy with the first Madball tattoo ever.
First guy with tattoos on his face.
On his tattoo, yeah. Shout out to my brother.
With tattoos on his face back in the
day. That I know, for sure. Yeah. Shout out to fucking my brother, Dougie. One love to CTYC. What do we got next?
Shout out to Detroit.
Hell yeah.
Love you, buddy.
Boom.
Oh,
boom.
My goodness. This means the world to me.
I know. And to me, too. This, how, first of all, is this probably the greatest hardcore photo ever? Like, great even over Rogers, fucking something. That one of Rogers, dope. That one classic one where, you know, he got that one. This one is Petey Hines.
The reason why this means to me was Murphy's Law, the first album. First album was my first love. You know, people, also the Cro-Mags, Leeway,
yeah.
And Out the Front. But Murphy's Law was something else because from Queens, and I went to school with Jimmy's brother, John. So yep. That's my junior high school 10 that I went with Jimmy's brother. So yep. He's in front of the school I went to walking. That's my school.
Oh, I didn't know that was the school. I never even thought that's about 10. Which school was that.
But you had 10.
But that's dope. Yeah, and Petey, how hard is that? I always loved this. I always thought this was still the greatest picture. Murphy's Law, that was probably my second show ever was a Murphy's Law. And that one was like, to me, I was like, okay, I just saw some shit. Like
Jimmy
I didn't.
Is what,
the greatest.
Is what, like, he taught me everything. Like
yeah,
Jimmy
yeah.
To get all the girls.
Yeah,
the funniest motherfucker.
He would fight. Jimmy? Yeah, exactly. He would fight. He get the girls. He was a good guy. He was funny. Party.
I heard
he was cool, everybody.
The only thing that happened to Jimmy is that when he lost his hair, he went. To, he became.
Shout out to Jimmy's hairline, LeBron and Toby. But yeah, no, this one I had Toby to. I know who you know.
Pops, I miss you.
Oh, Pops, I love you definitely, and I know
I
fucking
you, Jimmy. I love you too, Jimmy.
Yeah, definitely.
Jimmy is the best front man in the fucking world.
Yeah, so great, and I love this. I no joke. This picture, I'm gonna fucking frame this picture and put it up in my fucking wall.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It really is that.
It means the world. Jimmy's face right there. Jimmy,
it's perfect. Petey Hines, this nigga. That's just New York, the hardcore we know. Like
yeah,
going to show Sunday, it was
that's
that.
It.
That's what it is. It's right there.
That's what it is.
And
we dress like that, Hoya.
I know. That's
we
what I'm saying. It's
we
that.
We want to be that. I want to be Jimmy Gustavo.
It was like in that right in between. It wasn't like being punk rocked out, and it wasn't being skinned out. It was like a little bit of everything.
Queens.
A little
Queens.
Yeah, Queens.
Oh,
yeah. You know, a little swaggy, and it was just hard. You know, they were just what a fucking record.
Look, I love Jimmy. Jimmy. I learned everything from Jimmy G, so I make jokes every day. Like he's like my older, our older brother. I mean, like he taught me everything. He hooked me. He gave me my first show, 1993, Crown Thorns at the Grand.
Yeah, I remember. Yep. Shout out to Murphy's Law. Shout out to Jimmy. We love
Murphy's
you.
Law.
But
imagine if I played bass for Murphy's Law.
Yeah. Oh man. Don't thank God. We probably wouldn't need beer. We got one more. And I had to. It was going to be like,
Oh, it's a trap. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Yeah, I had to. I mean, you since we're up. You were like, yeah, you thought it was Lorenzo? You're like, oh shit, it's Lorenzo. Yo, shout out to Lorenzo out there. That's doing Lorenzo. His thing.
Follow his killing dream, it. Right? Follow yeah. his dream.
Now killing it. Yeah, he's chilling. But look, I had to put this. What you think when you see this fucking guy?
Yo, I'm going to tell you something about this guy right now, right? At least this nigga talks back. Yeah. All these niggas talk shit. Like, fuck Trump. Listen, I don't give a fuck about be like Trump, Biden. But at least this nigga was like, yeah, suck my dick. he was like, no fucking shit. This nigga was hitting me up, talking shit out there. And I just started laughing. Yeah. Me and my girl were laughing. I was like, yo, this nigga's really talking shit. He knew I would fuck him up, but he was like, he didn't give a fuck.
He's going.
I give it to him that he held his ground. The nigga held his ground.
And it's all,
I'm not a hater. I give people props. I'm like, at least it's not being a bitch and hiding. Like, he'll be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I hear you. I know you mean.
If you come down to my fucking, I know what DMX, if you come down to my show, I'm gonna have this strap. I was like, this nigga really, like, this nigga will never shoot me in the ass, bro.
That's amazing. he got shot in the ass. Yeah, he's got shot in the ass by the sick of a trap. That'd be amazing.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, man. No, fuck this dude. Yeah, it'd be maybe funny though. Be like, no, but yeah, no, I had to. I was like, when I seen this, I was like, yeah, but whatever happened to this dude? That's done, right? In general, like, right?
They threw him off Twitter. This is fucked up about the world.
I know.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Like, all these other people say weird shit, right? They're like, I don't give a fuck about Paul Levin, but all these left, far left people say weird shit. It's like, no. Some things he said, I agree. You mean? Like, some things, Trump stuff, I agree. Some fucking left Biden stuff, I agree. So, I just gotta figure out what's in the middle that's good for everyone. But you can't be straight one way, that's like being a Nazi. Right?
Yeah, I agree. It's a lot of two-faced shit people
are
doing.
It's weird, like, male chauvinist, man, shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm a man.
Yeah, people don't understand. You know what it is?
I'm a man.
You know what it is? We talk a certain way and whatever, but like I say it all the time, people don't know that we were raised with our mothers. We have sisters.
Listen. When you are getting fucking raped and fucking held on the floor or something, and I come save you, this man is gonna save you. Your ugly ass partners are gonna save you, or your friend that's hiding behind the thing gonna save you. I'm gonna go say, it's not right for someone to rape someone. So I'm gonna grab that rapist and break his neck. You mean? I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna break his neck right there. I'm gonna go to jail. You know what I mean? But no, your homegirl's not gonna do it. Your homeboy's not gonna do it. You hang out with fucking witches.
Yeah. It's crazy now. Like what you say, how you say it.
Fuck the KKK.
Exactly.
I'm about that life, son.
Yeah, you know that it's funny. You know, like you know that whole shit is funny because I would have a bunch of rich. I could tell they're rich white. There's nothing wrong with being white or rich. I got brothers. It got nothing to do with it. But what I'm saying is when I have these kids that aren't about this life and they were calling me a Nazi and calling me all these fucked up things because I stand for what I believe in and I felt whatever. I had people call me all this type of shit, which is funny because
it's so weird, they don't know. Hell no. You know, the world would be a better place if everyone got punched in the face once.
Yes, agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, 70s, you get punched in the face. Like, oh, the reason why New Yorkers are better than anyone else, because all you people, if we fought fair once, I'm trying to break it down now, it's getting way mad right now. California. Cops, the prison system sucks. The cops suck. They're like gangs. It's racist. It's segregated. Everyone kills each other for fuck's sake. But the reason is because they're institutionalized. But in California, you talk shit to someone. You live, or you have to drive places. So you're not going to see the person.
Yeah.
One thing. You can move somewhere. Else. New York City, you talk shit about someone. You see that person going to the store every day. So you got to get the hands up.
Yeah. Everybody lives on top of each other.
People, these people, like, it's like people in Jersey, right? People in Jersey are the worst fucking drivers in the world. When they're like, I live in a building right now, and they and when you go, you see them. They have no social. They're all like Tommy. Oh, Wob, when they drive, Wob was driving with me into Jersey, into Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn. I said, yeah, you were born in Brooklyn, raised in Jersey, but you drive like a fucking weird Jersey person. Like, on top of the ass, like, stop it. You can't parallel park. Like white Nazi Eric can't parallel park. What's wrong with you?
Yo, hold on. But yo, I was in a car with Eric and he fucking killed it with the parking. I'm just saying.
He got new glasses?
Oh, he was like parking everywhere.
But and then they're like, oh my god, they said Nazi Eric? Yeah, I can call him Nazi. I'm Jewish. I call him Nazi Eric. I love it.
How about that?
Cancel me.
Cancel everybody. Cancel. You know how you cancel You know how you cancel Ezek by hitting the subscribe button and joining my
page. Subscribe to Patreon. Every 2 weeks I'll be on this shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Diablo's corner.
There you go. That's how you do it. And fucking what's the deal with you now? You got this Texas shit. What else?
Right now, listen, I drank two iced coffees, two ginger fucking things. I was really under weather. I shouldn't have went to. I went to DC. I went to go see. Everyone's like, I came out in the fucking the football game and watched.
Yeah, I saw that shit. That was amazing.
It was on the eating. Send me a girl. But the thing is, like, people are like, oh, your team sucks. I'm like, dude, I'm a Jets fan. First of all, my girl's sister, it goes out the cornerback from Washington. So he gave me those are the family.
And even then. You win a fucking game. You had a fucking game.
I mean, game. Who cares?
You know, I know. Like,
I'm so greedy after that. Greedy.
Yeah. So that's dope.
So he has a book out. He's a listed doctor. He helped me in line with my chiropractic. He's helping my girl's sister out with some issues holistically. And even I talked to him. And I was like, "What's going on?" But he's like, "No, he's a doctor." He's like, "I'm moving to Miami."
Wow. Okay, that is good to know.
Yo. Yeah. I go. Why? Yo. So. You have to get vaccinated here. I was like, here it goes.
Oh, wow. They're doing it yet. Wow.
600 doctors are all going to get suing Washington State.
Wow.
For doing that. Because he works with the government.
And it's crazy.
And his whole thing, he got into holistic medicine because when he was young, when he went to the doctor's test, they made him take all the vaccinations at once, and he got deathly ill.
I bet.
So that's
his whole shit.
That's his thing. I can't really talk about it. Fucked up. So I understand what he's going through.
But that's good. And fucking, but you got
one of the best graffiti artists in the world. I always tell Risky, the West Coast guys, like Revoke and Saber, all the guys. I was hang out one day. I said, "This is my boy Greed." They're like, "Oh." But also in Revolt was like, "Wait, Greed, TM7KC?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "It wasn't for you, I have no style." Risky was like, I thought I was the one. I was like, New York City runs all style. That's it. Shout out.
Yeah. There you go. And fucking, so you got Texas and what else? Anything else set up? What you got going on?
Hopefully, basically the next few months is all Crown Thorns.
Uh-huh. But shows
original lineup.
But you got shows. I saw a bunch of shows.
I got Richmond, North Carolina, Philly, Connecticut. One more, I don't know.
And who's the lineup?
Mike is on. Well, in Richmond and thing. Oh, this is horrible.
There you go. Now I see you.
In Richmond and North Carolina, it's Mike Design.
Got you.
Jimmy, Paul Delaney.
Oh, good. You heard it first. Patreon, you heard
Delaney
it first.
Up in that bitch.
Yeah, you see, you don't tell the civilians yet to this drops. Let them marinate.
No one knows. So that's it. So basically it's the original lineup with Paul Delaney.
Paul Delaney, yeah. And Paul Delaney, that's the go-to guy. That's why I always want him. I always try to get him right for me. He's the best.
Danny Diablo and Satan together.
Yeah. He's the best.
So basically, I'm driving up there. We bring two trucks. This is two trucks.
Yeah.
Steve, STB, Hector, Paul Delaney, right?
Check out
my car. Jimmy, Mike is on.
Oh, shit.
The WAP.
Oh, you definitely, that's going to be that. You definitely got to fucking film that shit. But that's good. And you got, so you got those shows and you just pushing the record, right?
You know what? I think we're playing everything on Train Up Blues.
Yeah, oh, you're going to do that record, right? Just do the record.
Yeah.
And and what's up with the fucking, the store, the podcast? Let everybody know.
We haven't done a podcast in a month because due to crazy stuff. A lot of stuff happened. Jay had some family issues.
Yeah.
And basically, I got hurt and all that. But I'm going to try to do a podcast real soon. I was just talking. We're going to start doing like every 2 weeks. We're going to start doing it, not banging out.
Yeah.
I've been doing my canvases, so it's like everything's stopped. You know how it is.
Everything's on 11, and then shit slows down,
I got some new merch up. Go to DannyDiabloMerch.com. DannyDiabloMerch.com. Go to DiabloDenPodcast.com or go to YouTube with Danny Diablo. Check it out. Check out my new video, Guidos and Irox.
That's the cartoon one.
Shout out to fucking Adam22 for No Jumper, who I just did the biggest podcast in the fucking world, hip hop. And I shout out to Adam22. I love you, brother.
Shout out to Adam.
Shout out to Finn McKenty. His podcast. He's a great guy.
Yeah, they're shout killing out to it.
You and your podcast, Smoking Words. Killing. Oh yeah, listen, I will definitely be a regular here talking shit.
Yeah.
You get out of me. Let's do it.
It's therapy. Listen, Patreon gets it first. You know the deal.
Let's do another one. Get some fucked up things. And we'll do it next.
I got some good ones for you. Right? I wanted to try out the white screen with the pictures. Now we know we could do it because I have a whole bunch. Because we're gonna do a new band and an old band music review. So we're gonna start doing some, and we're gonna do some movies one day too.
Shout out to you. Shout out to Spoken Words. Shout out to Diablo's Den Podcast. Shout out to Jay Reason. Shout out to Drew Stone and your Uncle Crosby. He does what we're doing.
Yes.
And that poor guy, when I see him and his people, he has to work with Sid. Another guy, that poor motherfucker. You know, that,
like, oh, I know that.
He like yells at him. Like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh.
He's like the mean the Boy Scouts. He's the mean squad leader, you know, for fucking the Fresh Air Fund.
I'm like, whoa.
Shout out to Drew Stone. Listen, definitely shout out to everybody with the podcast. You
know, John Joseph,
yes.
BNB, everybody. Who's putting shows on, and yes. Chip from Kingsland.
Yes.
Everyone, Paulie the bartender.
Arrogant Swine, any club that would have us, any bar that is having shows and supporting the movement and letting us sell merch and play.
Yeah, get the new Spick album, Spectacular, on Devil Rats Records. I got a new record out right now on Danny Diablo, The Triz, Street City of Violent 3. You get the physical CD right now. Go to DannyDiabloMerch.com. Get the Danny Diablo on Mars. Me and Mars did a whole fucking album together, The Juggalo. It was dope. The new Scarhead is coming out this year. It's called Generators of Violence on Force 5 Records. I got Caswan for Show Me the Body on one song. I got Lars Fredrickson on one song. And I got Travis McCoy for Two Class Heroes.
Yep.
If I got Two Class Heroes, Show Me the Body, and Rancid all on this fucking EP. And it's hard as fuck.
And that's dropping this year.
Oh, another thing also. Everyone, I know everyone's saying Richard Life, this shit, and all like that. Richard Life is off his meds. And I understand he's a dick, right? But Rich Life before Hardcore Enforcer, there's a whole fake Danny Diablo page. That's not Rich Life. When you see the nice stuff, that's Chubby Fresh. So everyone, I'm just telling you, he pretending that he didn't write. This guy got a whole bunch of fucking cameos from me and wanted me to say some shit. Yo, he wrote, I got his real name is on it, Tony Pines.
Yeah.
He has to pay the fucking thing. It's on his real name.
Yeah.
So when I see I don't care if I get locked up for this. When I see him, I'm going to smack the shit so bad. I'm going to tape it for all you niggas. I will do the year in jail, but I'm going to beat that nigga like the fat bitch he is.
Listen, you know why you don't have to? Because
I don't care anymore, bro.
He'll have to go on living life being who he is. And I think there you go. Shit. Listen, he's part Jewish. And that means somebody in his family is a lawyer. So, yeah, with that being said, but listen, I'm glad I got you on. again, this is a special first for my Patreon. And I really wanted to do this for my Patreon because when my time off, they all held me down. They support the show.
Oh, no. Listen,
you know how that works.
Hold on. I got one more thing. Shout out to fucking Hercules Mixers.
Oh, that's dope.
Yo, this is my deal with DJ Adam.
I know.
Yo,
you know
how much money
it costs?
How much money?
How much?
$99.99.
There you go.
For years, I've been doing CDs and all stuff. All I had to pay $100.
Yeah. I know, and you would have had to.
I spend $500 a week on fucking cocaine and whore.
I know, you're kidding.
I could have bought this for $100.
I know. You could have bought that like 100 times.
100 times. You live and learn.
And you see, you learn every day. That's why I tell everybody every other day on this earth.
You live and learn. Look.
Look at that. He learned. Oh, there you go.
No, you'll get Alzheimer's. Aluminum farbians, whatever.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
That's the best thing, but I'm just saying.
Just saying. But listen, make sure you go. Everybody go follow them, support all the podcasts, go cop the canvases, go get the cameos, the Patreon, you get it.
Yo,
first.
Boy,
I'm gonna decide when the civilians get it, they're gonna get it, but Patreon, this is for you first.
I want to tell you something. I don't want to tell the world right now that Hoya and I are best friends, we're brothers. Hoya, this goes out to Dave. I love your brother, I miss your brother, and I tell you right now, I don't want to say that I will always. I can't wait to see him on the other side. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I know.
And like David is with my brother David.
Yeah, they're both
together. How crazy is that? And you know what? I'm so happy that you're there. You're strong. You changed your fucking life, Sal. And I noticed it, and the world knows it.
You know what's up, nigga? You know how we made different. We got to keep rocking.
I'm the best person. That's what I say. Always be there. No matter how many arguments we have over stupid shit.
Yeah.
You friendly. I always got your back.
You know what's up, nigga. You know what's up. I love you, nigga. You know what's up. Yo, everybody, support the movement. E, I love you. I'll let you know what time it is. I'm going to hit you later. Everybody. Yeah.
You know what you got to get? But the next picture you got to get the Tupac picture like this. Where he's like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right before he gets killed, he's like this.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, yo, we out. E, I'll hit you later. I love you, nigga. Yo, we out.
We out, nigga. Peace.
Hey, this is Steve Choi, host of the Musicians Guild podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. Within the four walls of the Musicians Guild, we'll be discussing the habits, idiosyncrasies, experiences, and general psychology of my friends and peers all involved with music in various capacities. Listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com.